All right, it's that time. Weekend Outdoors with Larry Weber. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, and I just came back from being outdoors. We are having a little shower passing through. Not quite the intensity that they forecasted, but we are getting some rain, and it's very needed rain. If there's one word that would stick out this past week, it would be that of fire. And it happened, a well-known fire in northwest Wisconsin, not really that far from here.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was some in with Minnesota as well. And if you took a look at the maps, they have the red flag alert all over the place. This is normal. Our spring has been anything but normal. But it's normal after the snow melts and it warms up for all that grass that was under the snow to be dried and just prime for fires. And then add to that the strong winds that we had this week, and the temperatures were just incredible. We had here at my house on Tuesday and Wednesday, both days, we reached over 80 degrees. This is after starting off with a chilly morning. The one that really blew me away was Moose Lake, just a little bit south of here, where in the morning, on Tuesday morning, they had 34 degrees, and in the afternoon, they had 90.
Wow.
Now, that's quite a switch for one day. Yes, and of course, there were fires, but like I said, this rain is going to slow that down a bit. Things have been greening amazingly fast. Tuesday, the difference between Tuesday and Wednesday was a difference that I would have expected of about 4 or 5 days. Boy, it was just amazing how much the aspen went from virtually no leaves to leaves all over the place. That's what the warmer temperature really did that. Well, plenty of other things going on besides that, and that is the bird migration has really picked up. I think the last time I spoke, I said I saw something like 3 kinds of warblers. The last time I spoke, I was also part of a birding group, which was on the 11th going out to see some birds. The lake nearby us, Boulder Lake, at that time was ice-covered, and the winds were very strong. They were from the northwest, very strong winds, and it was a very chilly day, so things changed tremendously since that time. Our ice went out on the 11th. All the nearby lakes also went out at that time. And then within a matter of a few days, critters were on the lakes as though almost like nothing had happened. As I was saying, the bird migration really picked up. I had seen only 3 kinds of warblers by that time, and as of this morning, 14 kinds. So it really really shot up fast. It's as though the birds were just south of here waiting for the proper opportunity, and then they quickly came north. There's a number more to be seen. As I've said many times in the past, we have 26 species that come through here. And it's always a challenge to try to see all 26 species. I almost never do, but it's good to see at least 20 of them. And I'm on my way to do that. Other things of note, I had 3 kinds of vireos here, all singing and all three days in a row. Vireos tend to get overlooked. They're just, maybe it's because of the word vireo, but they're a common bird. They're just a little bit bigger than a warbler, and they have kind of a greenish, most of them have kind of a greenish, yellowish back. And they tend to get named for their body parts otherwise. The 3 I saw as an example were red-eyed, blue-headed, and yellow-throated. And though that was the feature that gave them away, it was the song that I used to locate them. And they tend to stay pretty high. Red-eyed vireo is an extremely common bird. They nest, we must have close to 10 of them nesting on our place every year. Yellow-throated vireo, we are right at the northern limit of it, and that bird, I hope, will be sticking around. The blue-headed vireos almost never do. They just keep on going. But nevertheless, it was still great to see those. In addition to that, there are other things. We're getting more thrushes. I think I mentioned before how we had hermit thrushes around for a while. This week, we also had a vire in the yard, and I just came back from a walk a few minutes ago where I saw some more vireos, and I also heard the song of a wood thrush. And like the yellow-throated vireo, we are just at the northern edge of the range of wood thrush, and I feel so great that they do nest here, though you go a little bit further north of here, and they're not. Other things of note, least flycatchers have shown up in the woods. Rosebreast grosbeaks shown up this week, and they have been singing all the time since they've come back. They're just fabulous. Spotted sandpipers at the lake, I've been seeing them as well. Once again, when they show up, it's pretty easy to see them. We still have white pelicans hanging around. I've been telling people, if you want to see pelicans, go out along the St. Louis River, and the flock is there. I saw it as recently as 2 days ago, and I've been told that as of yesterday, the flock was still there. Other things besides that, I saw bat this week. This is a big brown bat. Big brown bats are the ones that we usually see around buildings. Some of them will spend the whole winter in the building, but most of them don't. Most of them go further south. Bats are getting in the news a lot lately. They are undergoing a lot of trouble. If it's not bad enough, the attitude people have about bats, it's a disease that is really hurting them. It's called white nose syndrome. It's a kind of fungus that grows on them. Just the hibernating bats in the cave, nowhere else. Inside of a cave, the temperature is about 50 or low 50s, and it's enough humidity to sustain a growth of fungus. And it will grow on the bats. Now, it doesn't penetrate the bat, but it grows on them and just enough to irritate them. And the bat tends to wake up. And when they wake up, they scrape off the fungus. Well, they use up nutrition if they try to go back to sleep. And what happens is after a while, they don't have enough nutrition to survive through the winter. Oh. So they have to go out and try to find insects. So they actually will do that. They'll leave the caves and go out and try to find insects in winter. And, of course, they can't find anything, and they die of starvation. It was first discovered in the state of New York, and it's been spreading around the country. Now, the last I heard, there has still not been any reported in either Wisconsin or Minnesota. But people are watching very carefully because even though they may not be appreciated, we do need our bats. Mm-hmm. They feed on a lot of insects, but it was good to see one. Also of note, I finally saw a snowshoe hare this week. Snowshoe hares have been around all winter. They get white in winter and very hard to see. I almost never see them in winter. Well, I kind of stumbled on one the other day, and it was now turned brown. Once again, a little bit hard to see. The frogs have been calling in large numbers. I did a frog survey this week, and in the frog survey, I stop at 10 places and record the kinds of frogs and how intense is their calling. And this was really good. It's one of the best I've ever had. Conditions were perfect. It was warm. There's a lot of water in the ponds, and it was calm. Therefore, I could hear the frogs calling. Four kinds of frogs: chorus frog, wood frog, leopard frog, and spring peeper. And leopard frog was not calling from too many places, but I did hear all four, and the other three were calling at almost every place I stopped. Just excellent. Turtles have come out. As soon as the ice went off the lake just that fast, the turtles were back. I saw a red-bellied snake this week. I saw kinds of butterflies. I saw a bumblebee, dragonfly, and a few other insects of note. And then the spring wildflowers are starting to pick up. I think last time we spoke, I mentioned the only one I had seen is hepatica. Well, this week I found a growth of bloodroot in bloom, spring beauty in bloom, marsh marigold in bloom, and I just got back from my walk a few minutes ago where I found a type of violet in bloom. So I expect a lot more. I expect now with this warmer temperature, this rain, we're going to have a tremendous, I think by the next time we speak, we'll have, I could very well have a dozen or more that I've seen in bloom. The tree's been leafing out really well. The woods greens from the bottom up, which means it's the smaller things that hold the leaves first. Gooseberry, elderberry, fly, honeysuckle, they all have big leaves, and then it starts going up. Aspen is the tallest tree right now that has leaves, but the last trees to have leaves are the really big ones, the big oaks and maples and so forth, and they kind of push off their leafing. This year it looks like it's going to be past Memorial Weekend. And then if that's not enough, there is more fiddleheads showing up in the woods, which I always find of interest. That's just the new growth of the fern. So, yeah, get out. It's going to be, this next 2 weeks is just going to be phenomenal. Every day there's going to be just a major amount of changes from what it was the day before.
Indeed.
So get out and enjoy it, and thank you for calling.
Thanks, Larry. Bye-bye. Larry Weber is a retired science teacher who taught students from 7th grade to grad school. Twice named Science Teacher of the Year. He lives with his wife on an old farm in Carleton County where he watches, photographs, and writes about critters. Larry joins us every Saturday at 9:30 on North Shore Weekend.